Each year, more and more campers flock to the Arapahoe and Roosevelt National Forest near Nederland. Free camping draws homeless people searching for refuge.
The trash left by a select group of homeless campers upsets many residents. But some have an even more serious concern, the danger of unattended campfires.
With the Cold Springs fire of last year, some people found their worst fears confirmed when the fire blazed through 530 acres just outside of Nederland.
Yeah, you freak out. you kind of go into panic mode. Like, okay, what do I do? What do I do? What do I get?
You're hearing one Nederland citizen who was evacuated from her home for 3 days during the Cold Springs fire.
Two so-called transients did not extinguish their campfire. The resulting wildfire destroyed 8 homes. Many saw the Cold Springs fire as proof that homeless camping threatens residents living in the area.
I mean, I think we all obviously got mad initially and just angry that people don't understand that we actually live up here. The transients, you know, I understand they're probably not thinking. They don't have the same values in life that we have. When people don't have a house and mortgage, they don't get how important that is.
But let's take a step back. 2/3 of wildfires in Colorado are started by lightning.
And not all man-made fires are started by homeless people. The Four Mile Canyon fire of 2010 flared when a man started a fire on his own property.
A better awareness of campfire safety is clearly needed among everyone, both homeless and housed.
Unfortunately, it's getting easier to blame the homeless for recent wildfires as more and more homeless are pushed to camp in the woods. They simply can't find shelter anywhere else.
Nederland is one of the two hotspots for camping on public lands, homeless camping. A homeless person in Boulder can get 21 meals a week during the summertime. They can have health care. They can have job training. They can have addiction services. What they can't get in Boulder during the summer is an easy bed.
Hanson Windland is the pastor at the Nederland Community Presbyterian Church and spearheads a group called the Nederland Interagency Council on Homeless Encampments. Hanson works with many different people to help feed and clothe homeless campers. Unfortunately, some Nederland residents resent these efforts.
When they bought their house, they had no idea there were homeless people anywhere near there. So when they found that there were homeless people, they just came and yelled at me, "My daughter's going to step on a drug needle and it's all your fault."
And these negative perceptions have grown worse due to recent wildfires.
You have people even in my own church who left the church when the fire hit because they were so concerned about how we are enabling the homeless to be up there. It's not just a fire issue. It's not just trash. It's a justice issue.
Boulder resident Mike Homner advocates for the homeless in the area. Mike himself lived on the streets of Boulder for 5 years. He understands the isolation and incredible hurdles people face to get themselves back into a home.
And everybody says, well, just get a job. It's more than getting a job. It's getting a shower. It's getting proper attire to go and interview. You know, there's so much stacked against you to get out of homelessness. So, yes, they have to hide in the hills. They don't want to, believe me.
Mike reacted strongly when he heard a TEDx talk by Seattle resident Rex Holbein. Rex was speaking about a project called Facing Homelessness. Mike partnered with Rex to start a local chapter here called Facing Homelessness Boulder. They have a Facebook group that features photographs of Boulder's homeless and a short personal narrative about each person.
Mike is now excited about a new project Rex is piloting in Seattle.
It's called the Block Project.
The idea is to give a tiny home to a homeless person. One house on the block places the tiny home in their backyard. The whole block then adopts that person, and that person adopts the block and pays rent.
You know, we talk about homelessness. Our way to solve it is to take the homeless people and put them in their own place, and we separate them from society. We've lost that social fabric. We need to stop separating people. We need to start bringing people together.
If the Block Project proves successful in Seattle, Mike and Rex hope to bring it to Boulder next.
These simple fixes not only reduce the threat of wildfires, but also give homeless people a voice. A voice that can be used to shift negative perceptions and perhaps create a more fair and empathetic world.
At the end of the day, Mike seems fairly optimistic.
In 1969, I watched us put a man on the moon. If we could do it then, this is easy. It's not rocket science, you know, it's houses.
This is Catherine Wentz
and Meredith Tyree.
Thanks for listening.